just like to say a few words. There's that sense that, well, there's a way we can see something that is true about our experience, or consider this possibility that each moment is absolutely new. It's never happened before. We've never been here in contact with each other like this before. And yet often it doesn't have that sense of a new experience, does it? It has a sense of a familiar sense of ourselves, or a familiar sense of what our experience is like. So one thing I consider is what it's like to meet someone for the first time, and then whatever impression happens in that moment, what happens the next time we meet? What happens the tenth time we meet? You know, there's some sense of, I already know, isn't there? And that has a certain effect, doesn't it? I already know, so I somehow don't... it's not we consciously do it, we somehow don't bother in a certain way. Or somehow don't attend in a certain way. And there's an incredible drive in us to have that ability to know where we stand with things or people, have that almost a security and knowing ahead of time how something's going to be. There's something quite vulnerable in not knowing, actually, that insecurity of meeting for the first time. And yeah, I can notice in myself that sense of knowing ahead of time limits me. It feels limiting. So that familiar level feels very sort of automatic and recurrent, like going around the same loop. And I was remembering an interaction I experienced in the monastery where there was a lot of just following the same routines and week in, week out. And there was a monk washing up, and he was sort of saying something to that effect, like, here we go again, you know, doing the same old, same old. And someone came in and somehow they just spontaneously said to him, it's a brand new day, anything could happen. And the other thing I was remembering about them being in the monastery was we'd have these regular rhythms we'd fall into. The days would be the same. But every week, every seventh day, we'd sit up all night. And something about having to endure, a big thing about that would be having to endure that desire to get away, that desire to go to bed, go beyond what you thought you could manage, and somehow get through. And then the next day you can't think straight, you can't kind of manage and handle things in the same way. And it just threw everybody upside down a bit. And it would somehow keep the inertial effect of the regular routine, not just embedding. And it was really, really helpful. And yet it's true of our reality. There's both, isn't there? There's the familiar, and each moment is new. And the paradox I find in my own practice is when I just come back into the moment with the familiar, it's only really in that connection in the moment I can experience the new. It can't be by trying to get away from the familiar, it's always like landing right in the moment with the reaction or the feeling or the emotion or the belief or the thought. That somehow there's this possibility to feel and experience what else is there. And I think a key part of that for me is how I can tolerate not following the urge to move away or to move towards, how I can tolerate fears and contracted feelings in my body and mind, how I can not just push those away or believe they're wrong, but actually sort of almost open to them as a energy. It's interesting when I open to, if I feel averse to something, but I just go to the energy of that, it's just a tightness. It's just a certain holding. And then there can sort of be a curiosity about it. And the other thing that's very there can also be this experience of not knowing really, discovering of what it is. It's so easy to make meditation practice another thing we do to try and make life better, to have a more pleasant experience of life. So it's still governed by the dynamic with our familiar relationship with pleasant feeling and unpleasant feeling. And one of my teachers say, it's not about that. It's about learning. What do you discover? What have you learned? So one of my friends who's a monk for a few years with this teacher, he had this very blissful experience. He'd been meditating for a while, and he had this extremely sublime, blissful experience of in meditation. And he went to this teacher, and he described in detail the process of this experience. And I don't know if he'd consciously been aware of it, but he'd expected some sort of affirmation or response from this teacher. And the teacher just paused, and then he listened to the whole experience, and he paused and he went, "And?" Like, you know, he wasn't criticizing me. It was just that his whole orientation was, "And what did you learn? What did you learn?" So I guess what I've learned through opening to unpleasant experience is it's always there for a reason and it serves some purpose. So for instance, with the mind that's wandering, it can be gravitating away from something because it's perhaps a feeling in my belly because it's finding it hard to feel the capacity to be with that or to tolerate that feeling, or it believes that's the solution to move away. And then I can just check in the moment, can I just let this be here? Can I just feel this desire to move away from it? It's a sort of genuine question in the moment. Can I find out about this?